Building IKEA furniture can be a challenge. In order to be successful, one has to master following the instruction book exactly. If I don't lay out all the pieces exactly as depicted in the pictures, or try to jump ahead even just a little bit, it's easy to make a mistake that requires taking something apart and trying again. That IKEA was able to develop an instruction manual that could be understood by almost anyone around the world is truly impressive. Someday, I'd like to meet the individuals who created those picture instructions. And it's with all this in mind that I have to say how disappointed I am with IKEA. I just learned that IKEA is being sued because it published and mailed to ultra-Orthodox homes in Israel a catalog which excluded women and girls. Every picture in the catalog only depicted Orthodox men or boys sitting at the kitchen table or looking at books in the library. Women and girls were excluded from the catalog in an attempt to conform to the ultra-Orthodox mindset that finds including women and girls in such photos as immodest and thus inappropriate. Other publications targeted to the ultra-Orthodox community have excluded world leaders who are women, all in an effort to satisfy this sexist attitude. It should be noted that this catalog was not created at the international headquarters, but rather was produced by the Israeli branch of the company. Even so, the international headquarters apologized and said that this practice does not meet IKEA standards. For me, this story is less about IKEA and more about the idea that it's okay to exclude women because there are some who adhere to a discriminatory attitude that marginalize women in the name of religion. Because it's in the name of tradition, because God said it so, religion can be invoked to deny women full equality and full participation in ultra-Orthodox society. Regrettably, this sexism isn't only found in ultra-Orthodox communities, it's also found in less extreme versions of Judaism as well. In mainstream Orthodox communities, the claim is still made that because of tradition, a woman's voice can't be heard, or women can't sit next to men at services. What this event exposes is how religion is used to marginalize and discriminate. Certainly, we see this happening here in the United States when religious fundamentalists seek to use religion to marginalize the LGBTQ community or deny a woman's right to control her own body. For me, healthy and modern religion challenges people to be more inclusive and more accepting. It's time to stop giving those who claim divine authority a pass when they deny others full and equal participation. We need to call out discrimination whenever it occurs, even when it's claimed that it's being done in the name of tradition. I'm Rabbi Robert Barr of Congregation Beth Adam and OurJewishCommunity.org, and as always, thanks for listening.